This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Every American school kid knows that in 1773, Massachusetts colonists angrily tossed tea into the Boston Harbor, furious about the new tax the British Parliament had imposed on tea. Not as well known is the story of a similar incident 5 months later on the eastern shore of Maryland, in Chestertown, then an important international port. Since the 1960s, the people of Chestertown have commemorated the event with a rousing reenactment of dumping tea into the Chester River, a parade, and a street fair. Those festivities begin today, the 240th anniversary of the town's defiance of the British. But did the Chestertown Tea Party actually take place? Washington College historian Adam Goodhart says it's not clear. In 2005, he and his students set out to trace the historic record of the Chestertown Tea Party. What he found and didn't find is interesting. He wrote a paper titled Tea and Fantasy for the journal American Scholar with assistance from Washington College junior Aaron Koster. Adam Goodhart joins us now on the line from Washington, D.C. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
So to start, describe the Chestertown Tea Party reenactment as it exists now. What's it like?
Well, it's a whole lot of fun. You have to imagine thousands of people, locals and tourists, gathering for a great street festival. And in many ways, it's a typical street festival with funnel cakes and crab cakes and souvenir stands and stuff like that. But then there's a very weird and local centerpiece to it, which is a reenactment of this moment in the spring of 1774, when supposedly the citizens of the town gathered, stormed aboard a merchant ship and threw the hated, dutiable British tea into the river, into the harbor in front of Chestertown. And of course, all of the parts are played by locals. And last year, I was honored to be chosen as one of the redcoats defending this ship against the attacking patriots. And of course, the redcoats are all thrown into the river along with the bales of tea. And everyone on shore cheers and lifts their plastic cups of beer, and cannon fires, and the Stars and Stripes is run up in place of the Union Jack on the ship, and it's a very rousing and fun patriotic moment. It's sort of like a combination of Mardi Gras and the 4th of July in Chestertown.
And you say supposedly. How did you come to question whether or not the Tea Party took place?
So I teach a course that's called Chestertown's America. It's the whole history of America traced through what happened locally. And the first time I taught the class a number of years ago, I thought, well, wow, this event in Chestertown history, the most famous event in our town's history, would be great to use as a case study. So I'll turn my students loose on the local archives, on the newspaper files, the courthouse records, and have them write accounts of this event based on the primary sources. And they fanned out to the archives and libraries, and they came back a little bit red in the face saying, well, you know, Professor, we haven't been able to find anything. I don't know if we've been looking hard enough. And, well, I went out and helped them look, and it turned out there wasn't too much to be found. In fact, we couldn't find a single primary source about this tea party.
Not a newspaper story, not a letter, not a diary?
There was no actual account of the Chestertown Tea Party occurring until 1899. That was the first published account.
1899,
yeah. So more than a century after the event. Exactly.
And
it was a book that was, and that was in a book that was actually very unreliable. It was a little book called Chestertown, Gem City on the Chester. And it was sort of a book written by the local newspaper editor to try to draw tourists and business people to Chestertown. So it's a bit fishy. But we did actually find a few interesting clues when we went back and looked at what was going on in the 1770s. And they didn't prove that a tea party happened, but they did suggest that something had happened there in the spring of 1774.
Something?
Yes. Well, what we found is that indeed there was a ship that arrived in Chestertown. And this is documented in a couple of sources, sort of briefly and fleetingly. There was a ship that arrived, a merchant vessel from London, carrying a cargo. It docked in Chestertown in May of 1774. Of course, Chestertown is a sleepy little eastern shore port today, where not too much that's bigger than a day cruiser goes in and out. But in those days, it was an international hub of commerce. And so this ship came over from London carrying what was called East India goods, which included some tea. And this tea was discovered. At this point, of course, in American history, the American patriots were boycotting British tea that was subject to the hated tax. So this was discovered by the colonists and caused some sort of an uproar in the town. But that's where the record stops, and we don't know what happened after that. Could the tea have been thrown into the river? Yes. If it had been thrown into the river, would there have been some record made of it? A lot of people think there would have been. So until that letter turns up in an attic on the Eastern Shore, we may never quite know.
There is historic record that leaders in Chestertown passed the Chestertown Resolves. Briefly, what were the resolves?
Well, Chestertown, we did discover. You know, in history, it's cool. One of the neat things about it is that you set out looking for one thing, and then you discover maybe not that thing, but 20 others that you didn't know were there. And it was that kind of experience for me and my students, because we didn't discover the smoking gun or the smoking tea bale from the Tea Party. But what we did discover was this whole complicated world, this whole complicated scene really around the outbreak of the American Revolution that was going on in this quiet little Eastern Shore town. You know, the American Revolution in many ways was a kind of civil war. It pitted not just Americans against the British overlords, but also Americans against Americans. And Chestertown was very much a place divided. It was a place where people were very concerned about the loyalties of their neighbors. And so when this tea was discovered, there was a mass meeting held in Chestertown, and all the people whose loyalties were with the Patriot side against the Crown gathered together, and they passed a series of resolves. And one of them was that the tea tax had been calculated to enslave the Americans, and that if any local folks from Chestertown were found possessing an ounce of that contraband tea, they would be stigmatized as enemies to the liberties of America, which is pretty strong language. And when you live in a town like Chestertown today that's not a whole lot bigger than it was in 1774, you really have a sense of what it would feel like to be stigmatized by your neighbors, this sort of shaming and silent treatment from your neighbors. It would be a very, very harsh thing.
What kind of reaction have you gotten in Chestertown to throwing cold water on the Tea Party stuff?
Well, you know, there was a lot of discussion. There was a lot of criticism. There were people who said, you know, this is important to local business. It's important to local culture. It's a part of our tradition. You should have just let sleeping dogs lie. You shouldn't question these local traditions. If people here say it happened, then it happened. This is a town with deep historical roots, a deep memory, and if we say it happened, if our grandpa and great-grandpa said it happened, then it probably did.
Thank you for talking to us.
Great talking to you.
Adam Goodhart is a history professor at Washington College in Chestertown. He wrote the book 1861, The Civil War Awakening, and he's working on a book titled 1865. The Chestertown Tea Party Festival is taking place today and tomorrow. We have details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Next on Maryland Morning, Celtic music comes to Maryland. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us on 88.1.